620 KTAR.
Hello.
And now, what is that?
Stop that!
Hour number two of the Computer Corner here. We've got a gaggle of we're not calling ourselves, we don't like the geek moniker anymore, so it's a gaggle of cybernauts.
Goofs.
How about a circle of cybernauts? No, a cluster of cybernauts.
A circle, yeah, our cluster.
It's a cybernaut cluster.
We are kind of in a circle.
This anyway, whole thing is a cluster. Yeah. What's going on?
Now, we do have our segment. Now, I just want to clarify. We do have our segment. We call it Geek Speak of the Week because we don't feel that the tech community should be talking to the general public in these geek terms as if I'm better than you because I know what this means and you don't, and I'm going to use this term to try to make you feel small.
And usually the terms are things that we would never use, so we don't have to worry about it anyway.
Yeah.
They're so, like really out there, super geek terms.
Our Geek Speak of the Week is to help the general public understand some of the more ridiculous vernacular that's out there used by those that try to call themselves geeks.
Nerds,
all those.
And with that,
it's Adam's news. No.
Yeah.
It's the we use for just about every segment there is music.
Yeah.
Take
geek
it away, Michael.
Geek of the Week. Our Geek Speak of the Week this week is mouse wrist in connection with our theme. The term mouse wrist is used to describe the pain in the wrist caused by excessive or improper use.
Isn't that also known as carpal tunnel?
Yes, it is.
Well, that's one of the anomalies.
But if you're a geek, you would say mouse wrist.
Exactly.
See? This is geek speak.
That's right.
Not normal people speak.
Yeah.
Now,
normal people already know how to speak, so we can't really tell them.
As we talked about earlier, if you are suffering from a mouse wrist, you may want to examine the height at which your mouse is compared to your body. You may need to increase the height of your chair or decrease it.
Mm-hmm.
Generally speaking, your elbow is too far down or your arm's too far down from the mouse, which is why you get a lot of that. So look at all the ergonomic stuff. You know what you ought to do? Yeah. Find some ergonomic advice.
There is some posted on our website. I'm already
She's
on
like
it.
13 steps right, just to the right of you.
It just keeps getting more gooder.
Yeah.
So obviously check out datadoctors.com, click on the radio show section, and check out today's offerings.
You know what I'm going to do to reduce my mouse wrist?
Stop using the mouse?
No, I'm going to replace my office chair with a Lazy Boy.
Oh, you know what else? One of the resources is a new device that may be taking over the mouse. It hooks to your head.
Yeah, we've heard this way too many times.
Well, no, it doesn't hook to your head. It hooks onto the computer, and when you move your head, somehow it makes the device move. There's a lot more.
Yeah, they plant a chip in your head.
No, they don't do that.
They drill in through the side.
Actually,
but it's supposed to take away from.
Actually, I saw a very effective use of hands-free, if you will, a pointing device for physically challenged people. 15 years ago, a guy invented a headset where the headset itself had a little laser on it so you could point just by moving your head, and then you puff on a little indicator just a little puff, and that's the click.
See?
It was like,
don't sneeze.
Hey, I know!
You might delete that document.
Oh, see, there's always a dark side, isn't there?
Yeah. There is.
And how about our free download of the week?
Our free download of the week.
Would you like the same theme music?
Yes!
No.
No. You could just give us like the Dingo Ate My Baby.
No, how about the gong?
No, I've got something that can be better music for you.
Oh, see, the insect.
Our free buggy software of the week. I'm not getting this, Sam.
I don't know. It just was something different. It got too loud now.
Our free bug of the week.
Our free, this week's download of the week is CW Shredder. And this is actually a tool that is also that could be found by going to our website and clicking on our recommended software. But what this does is it basically removes spyware and adware from your system, and
you
can use in conjunction with SpyBot.
Yeah, let's clarify. CW Shredder is a very technical tool. So if you don't know anything about the registry or msconfig or any of the underlying pieces of Windows, it's a very powerful tool, and in the hands of the wrong individual could be
damaging.
Yeah.
It's much like a chainsaw.
Yeah.
It's good for cutting down the forest, but I wouldn't want to have my two-year-old waving it around with the charged up.
You may end up with a bad haircut if you don't watch out.
Or even worse.
Word of caution, CW Shredder should only be used by intermediate users that understand the Windows registry. And if you don't download this. Now, the reason we have it up there is so many people are having problems that SpyBot and Adware and whatever you cannot attack because they're, just like with virus software, these guys that write these programs that attack your machine. They know what tools are out there to combat them, so they test their new stuff against the tools. So that's why they don't always work.
It's a constant battle.
Yes.
Between good and evil.
Chad, we've got some email along this line, don't we?
Yeah, we get a plethora of email every week from people who have...
How do you spell that?
P-L-A-T-H-E-R-A.
A-T-H-E-R-A, okay.
But yeah, people are having a lot of problems with having their browsers hijacked. And
how would one know if their browser is hijacked?
Well, your homepage will no longer show up. It'll either be a blank page or a search page of some sort.
Or how about when you try to go to Google, it actually takes you to a porn site.
Sure.
Yeah, that tells you you've been hijacked.
Some call that a hijack, some call that a extra special feature.
Convenience. Well, if you actually like that happening, then just go ahead and tune out of this show right now.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, okay, so.
Specifically, Don Lee says, how can I get my Yahoo browser back? It has been replaced by...
XYZ space underscore, right, doesn't matter.
Well, in this case, it's actually a DLL file that has been planted on his system. I've set Yahoo as my default and control panel many times. Help.
Yeah.
And you're a good candidate for the need of the CW Shredder.
Yeah, you're going to need SpyBot, AdAware, CW Shredder. If those don't work,
a little bit of time,
yeah, a lot of time,
a few cocktails,
and maybe a fairly technically astute individual. Folks, if you're having a massive problem with spyware and adware to where your browser is taken over, you may or may not be able to get this thing cleaned out. I mean, we struggle with this thing at a professional level on a daily basis with people coming in, because what happens is by the time you're at the point where everything you do sends you to a porn site and those kinds of things, chances are you've been infiltrated by 30, 40, 50 of these programs. And it's so bad that it's going to take a long time to get the stuff cleaned out. And a quicker way to do it is if somebody knows the underworkings of Windows, you can kind of bypass using a lot of these automated tools and get right to the problem and maybe shorten the time somewhat. But it is very, very technical. So be real careful with trying to remove these things with these tools, because you can inadvertently remove things that you actually needed. And unfortunately, this problem has gotten so bad.
It's quickly becoming the biggest problem people are facing with computers. It used to be viruses, but I wouldn't doubt that this will overtake this and spam, probably. And the good news is, in the early day of viruses, there was software out not to really protect you from viruses, but to clean up the damage that they caused. Later, they came out with the technology to prevent it from happening in the first place, which is what antivirus software is today. With spyware and adware, the same kind of thing is just starting to happen, where they're actually developing some software that we're testing right now that actually prevents it from getting in there in the first place when you keep it up to date. So stay tuned to the next couple of weeks for us to kind of tell you some more information about that.
It just continues to change.
Yeah.
So.
In all reality, I mean, spyware is only not a virus in its name.
Yeah, exactly. In the way the Trojan kind of choking you up there, Chad.
Yeah. It made him very sad.
It's a very...
He feels for all of humanity, yeah.
There's actual tears coming from Chad's eyes as we speak.
Kind of choked up there.
Yeah, I had Doritos for breakfast.
Oh, good.
And now we're going to have them for lunch? What's up with that?
That's a normal Cybernaut kind of meal.
Well, how about we do this here?
How about we do something?
What we're going to do.
What are we going to do,
We're going to take a quick time out. When we come back, we've got Bill, we've got Kevin, we got Skeet, we got your call, your question at 602-277-5827. We're going to have... at least one of these guys maybe stick around. We're going to answer some calls, some questions, maybe some more email.
Yeah, absolutely. It's the Computer Corner. We'll be right back.